Hello, NQ fans. Thank you very much for attending this presentation. NQ PubSub, selectors, retained pubs, system topics, and wildcards. Let's go to page 2. This is a list of related presentation on PubSub. Let's go to page 3. This tech talk has one zip file which files that are discussed in this presentation. The included files are samples JMS message property, is a Java source code and executable. The same thing for simple retained pub. And lastly, there is a file that has a sample of the output of the queue, system retained pub queue. Let's go to page 4. Okay, the agenda. We are going to talk about selectors, and this is for subscribers. How to specify subscribers that will listen to a topic. We know how to do that. But in addition, they could be the published messages could have a message property in addition to the topic, and these subscribers could select those messages that are published that contain a specific value for one of the message properties. The next theme will be the retained messages, and followed by system topics, and finally how to use wildcards. Let's go to page number 5. Subscribers with selectors. Sometimes a topic is very busy with many published messages. Some customers would like to filter down the messages received by a subscriber by using a selector, which uses a message property. The publisher may add a particular value for a message property, and the subscriber will get a message only if the specified selector matches the value of the message property in the published message. And let's go to page 6. For example, let's define 3 durable subscribers for the same topic string sales. These subscribers, each one will have its own provided queue. Number 1, for all published messages, regardless of the value for the message property color. The subscriber is just called sales, and there is a provided queue, QSales. Number 2, only when the message property color equals red is specified by the publisher. In this case, the subscriber is called sales.red, and the provided queue is qsales.red. Number 3, only when the message property color equals blue is specified by the publisher. The subscriber is named sales.blue, and the provided queue is qsales.blue. Let's go to page 7. Okay, how do we define a subscriber with a selector? When using MQ Explorer, it is straightforward to define a durable subscriber with a selector. In this case, for sales.red, there is no need to include extra quotes for the selector, which is specified at the bottom. It's just color equals single quote, red single quote. Let's go to page 8. When using Run MQSC and defining a subscriber with a selector, we have to be very careful when specifying the selector attribute. During the define statement, it is critical to ensure that the whole string for the selector, which specifies the name value pair, has a leading single quote and a trailing single quote, as shown below. There we have the selector, open parentheses, and in red, and highlighted by an asterisk underneath, there is a single quote. No double quote, it's a single quote. And then we have the name of the property equals and the value for the property. And we have to close it with a single quote and then with a closing parenthesis. Let's go to page 9. But when the value is a string, then this becomes tricky because the string needs to be placed between a leading set of 2 single quotes and a trailing set of 2 single quotes. What happens is, when it's a single quote, you need to escape it with another single quote. That's the reason you need to have two single quotes. The first single quote escapes the next single quote. An example is this. We have one single quote that escapes the next one, which is another single quote. That's the single quote that will remain. Then we have the value, red, and then we have a single quote that is escaping the next single quote, which is the one that will remain. At the end, we'll have single quote, red, single quote. But when we are defining the selector via RunMQSC, we need to have two single quotes. And why do I making such a fuss about this? Because there is a common pitfall. Many people enter a single double quote instead of the two single quotes. And in one case is one character, double quote, and the other is two characters, one single quote, and one single quote. Let's go to page 10. Okay. To show that it's very easy to get confused, the following examples use a proportional font. The first example is the correct one because it's using two single quotes to surround the value red. And we have selector, open parentheses, single quote, which is for the whole expression inside the parentheses. And we have color equals single, single, red, single, 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 closing parentheses. The incorrect one, even though it looks the same because a proportional font is being used, is selector, open parentheses, single quote, color equals double quote, red, double quote, single quote, closing parentheses. Let's go to page 11. When using a monospace font, it will be easier to see that the correct version, the first one, does not use a double quote but a pair of single quotes. Then let's go again through the example. We have correct using two single quotes. And we have selector, open parentheses, single quote, color equals single, single, red, which is the value, and then single, single, and single. And incorrect, I think it will be easier to see that instead of two singles, it's a single double quote. Let's go to page 12. This is an example that has the correct definition and is using also monospace font. Notice that the plus sign at the end of each line indicates that the statement continues in the next line. You can use these in batch files and scripts when you are providing long statements to RunMQSC. The use of plus makes easier to have statements for RunMQSC. Let's go to page 13. It's a good idea that after you define a selector, verify that selector is properly shown. When displaying the attributes, the leading and trailing single quotes are not shown. These extra single quotes are only needed during a define. In this case, at the bottom, we have selector, open parentheses, color equals single quote, red, single quote, closing parentheses. Let's go to page 14. The following is a composite view from MQ Explorer for these subscribers. Notice the selector type column, which is on the right hand. Then let's start from with the first row that is highlighted here. The first column says sales, that's the subscription name. The topic name is sales in lowercase. There is a destination name, which is the queue. And we have a selector. For the first one, we do not have a selector, and therefore the field is empty. And we have a selector type column, the last one on the right, and is none, meaning there is no selector. Let's go to the next row. The subscription name is sales.blue. Let's skip the other columns. Let's go to the one is called the selector, and we can see that is the selector is the property color equals the value of blue. And the selector type is standard. And finally, let's go to the last row, which is sales.red. And the selector is color equals red, and is also a standard type of selector. Let's go to page 15. In the zip file that accompanies this presentation, there is a sample called sample JMS message property which is source code in JMS that can be used to publish a message with or without properties. The property name is color, and if you want to produce a message without the message property, you just specify Java sample JMS message property. To produce a message with the message property color equals red, then you invoke Java sample JMS message property red. In this slide, I'm also showing that the specification inside the sample has two forward slashes for the topic. There is a line for destination equals session.createTopic, and the specification is topic column two slashes sales. And then there is a note about the setStringProperty method. In this example, you can see that for the message, there is a method called setStringProperty, and it specifies the message property, that is color between double quotes, and the value for color, which is the input parameter to the sample. Let's go to page 16. Okay, before running the samples, let's take a look at the provided queues. And remember, we have three subscribers, each one with its own provided queue. And for the moment, those three provided queues have a current depth, the current queue depth, or that is the number of messages, of zero. That is, so far, no messages have been published. That's the baseline. Let's go to page 17. Let's run the first test case in which we publish one message without the property. After we publish, we go to MQ Explorer, we refresh the view for the queues, and we notice that only the first queue in the list, queue sales, received a message. The other two queues did not receive the message, even though their subscriber was listening to the same topic. These two subscribers, the one for blue, the one for color blue and the one for color red, were expecting, in addition to the topic sales, they expected a message property called color and a specific value for that message property. And that message property was not specified, or maybe it was specified, but not with the color that they wanted. Therefore, the view that is shown in this page, only one of those queues actually receive a message. Let's go to page 18. This is case number two, in which we publish a second message, but this time we specified a property. And the property value is red. Then we refresh the MQ Explorer view for the queues, and we notice that the first queue, the one for everything, has now a current queue depth of 2. There are 2 messages received by the queue. The second queue in the list is queueSales.blue, and the queue depth is 0. Why? Because we have not published yet a message that has a property of blue. The third queue in the list is queueSales.red and has 1 message, which corresponds to the message that was published for the topic sales, but in addition there was the message property color with the value of red, and it matched the selector for the subscriber, which is associated with this queue. Let's go to page 19. Let's switch gears and let's go to another aspect of publish subscribe in MQ, and it is about retain messages, also called retain publications. By default, after a publication is sent to all interested subscribers, that publication is discarded. There is no need for it anymore. However, a publisher can specify that a copy of a publication is retained so that it can be sent to future subscribers who register for the topic. Deleting publications after they have been sent to all interested subscribers is suitable for a specific type of scenarios in which there is an event information, something happened. For example, a door is opening or a door is closing. That's the type of an event that some subscribers may want to say to the queue manager. Tell me when a door is closing or when the door is opening. But the deleting publications might not be always be suitable for state information. For example, there could be subscribers in which are not interested when the door is opening or closing. However, they could query for the state of the door. Is the door closed? Yes or no. Is the door open? Yes or no. And when they want to subscribe to the topic of door, they can be told immediately if the door is closed or open. Let's go to page 20. By retaining a message, new subscribers do not have to wait for information to be published again before they receive initial state information. For example, a new subscriber for a stock price will receive the current price straight away without waiting for the stock price to change and be republished. For example, let's suppose that you have a publisher that is publishing every hour what is the stock price. And at 11 o'clock in the morning, the publisher publishes. At 12 o'clock at noon, the publisher publishes. Then what happens if there is a subscriber that joins 5 minutes after 12 p.m.? If there was not the facility for a retain message, therefore, that subscriber will have to wait 55 minutes before the next publication of the stock price. However, because there is one retain message already, then that subscriber will receive immediately what was the status at 12 p.m. noon. And one more thing about retain messages is that only one publication for each topic is retained. So, if you have an existing publication that is retained, and the next publication is also marked by the publisher as retained, then the previous one is discarded and the new one is now the only retained publication for the topic. Let's go to page 21. NQ ships a sample source code that is available. It's in the gms/sample/simple/simple-retain-pub.java. It's in the directory under the samples. And the name is simple-retain-pub.java. And this is the code that enables the function. It is a message set integer property. And there are two things. The first one is the JMS IBM retain. That's the name of the property that specifies if it's going to be retained or not. And the value for that property is retained publication. One thing that I wanted to do is for you to have a customized copy for the topic sales/Canada. And it's included in the zip file for this presentation. To execute it, just type Java simple retain pub. And the sample will publish to sales/Canada. Let's go to page 22. How do we test it? Well, from MQ Explorer, you can select the topic folder, right-click, and then publish test message. And you will notice that in this dialog, there is a checkbox in the middle that is called retain message. By default, it's not enabled. Then you have to click it in order to enable. And then when you enter in the message data field, something like this is a retained pub. And then you click on publish message. You are indicating to the queue manager that this message that you are publishing, it is going to be retained for the topic string of sales/Canada. Then the queue manager is going to keep track of that published message and give it to all subscribers for sales/Canada. Let's go to page 23. Now, how do we test it? When opening a new test subscription for the topic string of sales/Canada in this example, the retained publication is delivered to the subscriber right away. Let's notice what we did in this scenario. We didn't have any dialogues. Then we opened the dialog for test publication. We open it first. There are no subscribers at this moment. We publish a message and we mark it as retained. Then, after the fact, we open the subscriber and the subscriber got the retained message right away. Let's go to page 24. How to see which topics have retained messages? You can use Display TP Status, and the retain field shows whether there is a retained message or not. The following RunMQSC command shows all the topics that have a retained message, and it is Display TP Status, open parentheses, single quote, a wild card for all levels. This is going to be discussed very shortly. And we close the parentheses and we specify that the type is topic, and we use a selection mechanism with the clause where, and we specify inside what we want to select. And we want to have the attribute named retained and equals to the value of yes. In this case, I'm showing that there is a topic string sales/Canada has the attribute retained with the value of yes. Let's go to page 25. Another way to find out what are the topics that have retained messages is by using the MQ Explorer, open the topic status, then select the desired topic string, and on the right panel, scroll to the right until you see the column title Retained Publication. In this case, I'm showing the column Retained Publication, and for the row of sales/Canada, and you can see that the value is yes. Let's go to page 26. To stop using a retained publication for a topic, you can do RunMQSC and then clear topic string, and you specify the string name. Or from MQ Explorer, you can do show topic status, then select the desired topic and clear local retained publication. Let's go to page 27. You might be curious where the queue manager stores the retained messages. They are stored in one queue called system.retain.popped.queue. And let's show how many messages are in the queue. This is, for this presentation, I'm using a queue manager that has hardly any customization. And I do the display queue local system retain pop queue, and I'm specifying the attribute current depth for current depth. And I'm surprised to see that the value for that is 25. But so far we have specified only that we want to retain messages for sales/Canada. Then what's going on? What happened to the other 24? And let's take a look at page 28. We can use the following NQ sample to browse the contents of the queue that has the retained messages. Well, it is a long command that needs to be executed in one line, but I'm showing it below in two lines for readability. And the sample is to browse messages and is AMQSBCG. And it is for the system retained pop queue for the queue manager. And we are redirecting the output to a text file. Then looking at the output file, let's search for sales, which is our topic string, and we find a normal looking JMS message that has an RFH2 header, and inside the topic string that we know is sales/Canada, that is highlighted right there in the slide. Okay, and this explains one out of the 25 messages. What about the others? Let's go to page 29. A sample of a couple of the other messages reveal a pattern. For example, notice the string $sys/nq/info/qmanager/qmps, that's the name of the queue manager for the test, /money/cpu/system summary. Let's take a look at another message, and we notice that it's a similar string, but instead of system summary at the end, it's queue manager summary. Well, what are these $sys topics and why they are retained? It will be explained shortly. Let's go to page 30. MQ 9.0 introduced a new feature that is called System Topics for Monitoring and Activity Trace. System topics in Queue Manager topic trees are used for resource monitoring and for application activity trace. Each Queue Manager's topic tree contains the $sys/NQ branch. The queue manager publishes two topic strings in this branch every 10 seconds, which is customizable. An authorized user can subscribe to these topic strings to receive information on the queue manager and the activity on it. Let's go to page 31. Let's take a look at the tree structure of system topics. In a previous presentation, we show some snapshots of the topic tree. The topic tree in MQ starts at the top with a system.base.topic, and it has several children. In this case, on the left side, we have sales, and underneath the USA, those are created by us. The second one is System Broker Admin Stream, which I'm not going to explain right now. Then the next one is Topic 1, which we defined in a previous presentation. And the last one on the right, and in gray, is $sys, and which has a child called MQ. And if you hover the mouse on top of that green box for MQ, you will see an information dialog that would say object name, system admin topic, and the corresponding topic string is $sys/MQ, and the description says root topic for MQ administrative topics. Let's go to page 32. An example of a system topic that you can subscribe to is $sys/MQ/info/QManager/QMPS, again the name of the QManager, /monitor/CPU/QManagerSummary. The following is a tree of the system topics. We have CPU, which is for platform central processing units, and there are two items that you can subscribe to is System Summary for performance and QManager Summary for the running QManager. Then the next set of the next category is disk for persistent data stores, and we have three topics: system summary, queue manager summary, and log for disk usage. The next category is StatMQI, which is the API usage statistics such as connection and disconnection, inquiry, set, get, put, subscribe, publish, etc. And the last category is StatQ. For API per queue usage statistics, we have open and close for the queue, inquiry and set, and we have put and get. Let's go to page 33. I wrote the following tutorial: using MQ 9.0 system topics for resource monitoring and the MQ 9.0.1 console for showing charts. It happens that MQ version 9 has two delivery modes. One is called the long-term support, and there are only fixed packs that address fixes for the product. And there is another branch that is called continuous delivery, in which new features are introduced. And in particular, the MQ 9.0.1 of the continuous delivery introduced a new feature that was the console, and it's possible to use the console to show charts based on system topics. And I'm going to show you an example. Let's go to page 34. Let's test the publishing of messages for the system topics. The first thing is we are going to create a queue in which we are going to receive the messages. Let's call it queue sys1. And this queue is to be used by a subscriber called sys1. And this subscriber is going to listen to the topic CPU queue manager summary. The subscription, which is the item in the middle, it will receive messages in the provided queue called QSys1 defined above, and the following is the definition for that subscriber. Note: the subject of wildcards will be explained shortly, but one thing that you need to know is that you cannot use wildcards on the $SystemTopicTree. For example, I tried the following command that is shown below. I wanted to have a wildcard to monitor several topics at the same time that have, in which the topic strings are under this $SysNQ, the system topic, and I got an error. It is not possible to use wildcards for these system topics. Let's go to page 35. The queue manager publishes updates to the system topics every 10 seconds. Attention! You need to plan to consume the published messages, otherwise they could quickly fill up the provided queues. For example, after just more than a minute that I created this subscriber, notice that there are 12 messages already in that provided queue. And then a few more minutes later, it increases to 42. If you are going to use the system topics, you need to consume the messages that are published. If you are not planning to consume them, then don't create the subscriber at this moment. Otherwise, you will reach situations in which queues will be full up. Let's go to page 36. Okay, what do the messages look like? The format is MQPCF, and they are generated by the queue manager. The contents, the payload, is in binary. It is not human readable, and you need to use an application that understands the format that is being used. Let's go to page 37. This is an example of using the MQ sample called MQSRUA that displays every 10 seconds the messages from system objects that ends with /CPU/QManagerSummary. Notice that the sample shows the first message very quickly. Why? Because this first message is a retained publication and it is available immediately to the subscriber. The sample is invoked as follows: AMQSRUA minus N10, which means every 10 seconds is going to display, and then M, the name of the queue manager, minus C is the category, like CPU, minus T is the actual topic, is the queue manager summary. And again, the first message, the first four lines, were made available immediately by the queue manager, again, because it's a return publication. Then after that, he waited around 10 seconds, and we got the next four lines, which indicate the CPU statistics. And then after 10 more seconds, there will be four more lines, and so on. Let's go to page 38. MQ9.01 from the continuous delivery introduced a new feature, the MQ console. It is a web browser interface to administer queue managers. Also, it can be used to show charts from system topics. The tutorial described earlier describes all the steps that you can do to create a widget inside the MQ console in order to show charts like this for the CPU, or for the disk usage, or for other statistics. Let's go to page 39. This is the final subject for this presentation, and it is about wildcards. Wildcards are not supported in the system topic tree. When I was planning the contents for this presentation, I was going to use the system topics tree to introduce the subject of wildcards, because it is a deep branch that has many different levels, and it was perfectly suited to show you the wildcards. However, when I tried to create a subscriber with wildcards under the system MQ system topics, I got an error message, and I checked the online manual, and it is working as designed. It means you cannot use a wildcard under $sys/MQ for system topics. Let's go to page 40. Okay, let's talk about wildcards. The topic-based wildcards allow subscribers to subscribe to more than one topic at a time. And there are two types: multiple level wildcard, and the character is the pound. It is used to match any number of levels within a topic. And the single level wildcard, which is represented by the plus sign, it matches one and only one topic level. For more details on wildcards, you can visit the link mentioned below. Let's go to page 41. Instead of using the system topic tree, I'm going to use the hierarchy that was used in previous presentation, in which on the left side we have the overall hierarchy. We start at the top with sales, which has a child of country, which has a child of state. And on the right side, it is showing the actual children and grandchildren that we are going to use. We have sales, underneath we have the countries of Canada and USA, and under USA we have two states, Alaska and Texas. Let's go to page 42. Based on our test hierarchy, the following test cases for a topic string will be done. We'll use the topic of sales, number one. Number two will be sales/Canada, country level. Number three will be sales / USA, country level. And the last two will be at the state level. It's sales / USA / Alaska. That was number four. And number five is sales / USA / Texas. And the following table shows what matches and what does not match a given subscriber that uses a wildcard. On the left column, the first one, it is the topic string. And the topic string is one of the five mentioned earlier above. And then we have three columns. The one called multiple, it is a multiple level wildcard, which is represented by sales / pound sign, multiple levels. It means that is sales and then underneath Canada and USA and underneath Alaska and Texas, all the levels underneath, okay? The one in the middle is called single level and is represented by the plus sign, sales / plus. It means that it's only at one level, it is at the country level. Things that are at the state level are ignored. And finally, the one on the rightmost column is the multiple level at the state level. Then it's sales / USA / pound sign. Why? Because the hierarchy could be expanded to include also maybe counties inside the state and maybe cities inside counties inside the states. And by using the pound sign, we want to have all those multiple levels, great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grandchildren, and so on. Let's review the results. The column labeled multiple levels, sales / pound, receives all the published messages for a total of five. That's the bottom row. The next column is single level sales / plus. The plus is at the country level. It means that only the topics that are for the country level, like sales / Canada, sales / USA, those messages will be received by this subscriber for a total of two messages. Even though there were other topics that were published, like sales USA Alaska, the use of the plus sign is very restrictive. It is only for the current level and that's it. That's the reason there were few messages received for this subscriber. The last subscriber on the right is multiple level sales / USA / pound, is at the state level and is not going to receive the publications for Sales Canada. However, it's going to receive the sales / USA because the multiple level includes also its own level. Then sales / USA, it is included with this multiple level, even though it's not really at the state level, but it is received. Same thing with sales USA Alaska and sales USA Texas, for a total of three messages that are received by the subscriber. Let's go to page 43. We will use three subscribers to represent each of the examples from the previous page. Each subscriber will use a provided queue which has a corresponding name. For example, the multi-level wildcard for all will be defined sub for sales, will be defined subscriber for sales.mlw for multi-level wildcard, and is for the topic string of sales / pound. The next one is a multi-level wildcard at the state level and is for the topic string of sales / USA / pound. And finally, we have a single level wildcard and is for sales / plus. Let's go to page 44. Okay, we are going to use either MQ Explorer test publication or the sample MQS Pub to publish one message for each of the test topics. Remember, we have five test topics, it will be five publishing attempts. The test number one is just for sales, just by itself. And I'm showing here in red which of the three subscribers is going to receive it. In this case, it's the first one, the sales / pound, is subscribing to itself and all the different levels below. In this case, we have a yes. And as we can see from the excerpt from the view of the queues, the current queue depth for that particular provided queue is 1, We publish one message and we receive it. Let's go to page 45. Let's continue with test number two, which is sales/Canada. And in this case, the first subscriber, that is sales/pound, the multi-level, is receiving it. And then the one in the middle, sales/plus, is going to receive it too, because it's at the country level, it's a single level. Now, the tally at this point is that the multi-level wildcard for all has received two messages, and the second subscriber, which is the single level wildcard, has received one. Now, let's go to test number three at the bottom of this slide, and we'll do sales/USA. That's the topic, and it happens that it matches the three subscribers, and all the subscribers receive it. Then the count right now is the multi-level wildcard. The top one has received three messages. The single-level wildcard has received two, and the USA multi-level has received only one. Let's go to page 46 for the test number four, which is for sales/USA/Alaska. It matches only two of the subscribers. It doesn't match the one in the middle, because the one in the middle is a single level and is beyond the scope of that single level. And our tally is now that the multi-level wildcard sales at the top has received four messages, and sales USA multi-level wildcard at the bottom has received two. Finally, we do another test, which is for sales/USA/Texas, another case of the state, similar to test number four. And the first subscriber receives it too, and the one for the USA multi-level wildcard receives it too. The one that he has not received is the one in the middle, that is sales/plus, because it's too restrictive in the selection mechanism for wildcards. Let's go to page 47. In running QSE, you can use the topic wildcards, and there are two examples that I would like to mention. In page 24 in this presentation, we have display TP status for topic status, and we use the wildcard of pound, a multi-level wildcard at all levels. It means show me all the topics. And the second example is the MQ tool called RunMQ RAS, which is used for troubleshooting purposes, uses the wildcard when you specify the minus section space defs for definitions. To see some examples, after you run the tool, you will get a zip file. You can unzip the zip file and then go to the directory called defs for definitions. And then you do a grep of the wildcard, and you can see that there are three files. One is for the topic status for publishers, another is the topic status for subscribers, and the other is the topic status for topics, the topic tree. And you can see that the wildcard is being used. Let's go to page 48. And this is the end. Thank you very much for joining this presentation. Until the next time.